dancing, dancing, dancing.
She's a dancing machine.
Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I hope you're having a wonderful Monday morning. It is beautiful outside in Pensacola. It's 10:37. I am here with Shauna Osborne, the owner of OsteoStrong. And if you didn't know, you can reverse osteoporosis, and we're going to talk all about it. If you would like to join in this conversation, it's 437-1620. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, Tammy?
Doing great. It's good to have you back on.
Thank you.
I always enjoy you talking about all these awesome modalities you have over at OsteoStrong, ways to get your bones healthy. So this is always super important.
It really is. And I thought maybe today I would just spend some time educating people on bone facts and bone health and what we do to help with that. But I think that, you know, what I've learned through my journey around bone health is that a lot of us are not aware of what our bones truly do for the body. And and I think it's one of our missions for OsteoStrong is to educate on bone health, as well as, of course, provide services to help with bone health, but and just general strength, and also balance, all of those things that are so important, especially as we're getting older. But a little bit about bones is that bones, they provide the structure of our body, obviously.
Right. Uh-huh.
They're like our chassis, if you will. And we have over 206 bones in our body. So they are super important. They allow us to move, allow us to keep upright. They protect our brains, our organs, and keep them healthy and protect them from injury, right? That otherwise, we would be amoebas if we didn't,
right?
If we didn't have a skeletal system. And what we want to do is, protect those things in our living tissue that that we have, but also the bones themselves are living tissue. They change over the course of our lifetime, and your bones will basically shed cells and recreate themselves over about a 10-year period. So that's not unlike, you know, your skin does that every year, right? They say you shed your skin and build new skin every year. With bones, it's every 10 years. But it is a process that is happening. And they have their own blood vessels. They're made up of cells, protein, minerals, vitamins. So there's quite complex. But the structure that enables them to grow, there's a structure that enables them to grow, transform, and repair themselves, right? Obviously, you break a bone, you know, you put it in a cast, and it will bind itself back together.
And that's why it's called osteoclast and osteoblast.
Right.
OsteoStrong, because they're breaking down the bone, and osteoclast build up the bone.
Osteoclast build it.
Break it. And
blast, build it.
See, it's been a minute. I was in hygiene school a long time ago, but yes, that is cool. I never thought about it as OsteoStrong.
Yeah.
The light bulb came on. Sorry.
Yeah, so, you know, they repair themselves, and then again, it completely remodels itself in 10 years. But the statistics around bone are very interesting, right? So one in every two women over the age of 50 will have a fracture due to osteoporosis. That's one in every two. So 50% of the women out there are going to break something.
Oh, wow. That's a large statistic.
It is. And then one in every four men. So men are not, you know, they can get this as well.
Exactly.
And what we're finding as well with more of the acid reflux drugs, and there's a whole science behind what happens. Those drugs, because they're inhibiting the acid creation in the stomach, are actually then making it harder for the body to digest and absorb the minerals needed for bone.
I didn't
so
know that.
So if you look at your side effects from those drugs, you will see bone loss is a major side effect. So we're seeing more men with that. Men in their 40s, 50s coming in because they've been diagnosed with osteoporosis and they've been on those drugs for a while. So all I would do is say, encourage everybody to really read what are the side effects. If you see bone loss, then really question with your doctor, there is bone loss on here. What does that mean to me? Right? And we have to educate ourselves.
Right.
But, so men are not, immune to this. And then 50% of hip fracture patients die within a year when they have a hip fracture over the age of 50.
Oh, wow.
That's a scary statistic.
So say that statistic one more time.
So it's 50% of hip fracture patients die within a year.
Within a year.
If they're over the age of 50.
Wow, I did not know that.
It is, yeah.
That is a very high statistic.
It is. It
Goodness.
Is. And the majority of a bone research happens around the hips and all of that because that has the highest mortality rate. So it's just out of interest. But, so that's, you know, I think many of us, unfortunately, know of or have heard of somebody who has broken a hip and then died very quickly after that. Yeah. So it's something we need to do there or know about. There are 2 million preventable fractures every year. So if we are building our bones, we're doing all the right things, we can help prevent those fractures from happening. But, of course, falls are the leading cause of a fracture and the leading cause of hospitalization for Americans over the age of 60. So and the biggest fear that anybody, you know, later in years that they have is about being dependent on somebody else.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, that, you know, I'm sure we've all heard our parents or whatever saying, I don't want to go into a home or I don't want to, you know, be a burden on you, all of those things. So there's a big fear of being dependent on others, and falls are the leading cause of them becoming dependent on others.
Right.
So what we want to do is to really help to build bone, make people stronger, get their balance better, right? Mm-hmm. So prevent falls in the first place, but then if they do, then we want them to be strong.
And that's part of what you do over at OsteoStrong. Yeah. By the way, if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Shauna Osborne, the owner of OsteoStrong, and we're talking about ways to prevent osteoporosis and reverse osteoporosis. Mm-hmm. Very sad statistics about, man, I didn't know, 50% of people that break their hips pass away within a year.
Yeah.
That's scary. And so this is ways over at OsteoStrong that we can build that bone back, keep you stronger, keep you balanced. Mm-hmm. You can head on over to centers.osteostrong.me or call them at 480-7333. They have two locations, actually, Gulf Breeze and Cordova. Mm-hmm. So whichever one that you're closest to, the Gulf Breeze one is 480-7333 and Cordova is 480-7119. I know Casey over at Cordova, she's so smart.
Yeah.
She can tell you everything about all the modalities. Every time I go over there, I'm just blown away at how much she knows about bone health and things like that. So they definitely have educated employees working with them who know exactly what they're doing and how to help you with bone health.
Yeah, we're all things bone health and wellness in general.
Yes.
You know, it's about making sure that we can age well as we move along in life. But, you know, the other thing, and I'll talk a bit about some of the different supplements and minerals and vitamins that you should be aware of, but 35% of Americans – only 35% of Americans are meeting their daily calcium requirements. Only 35.
Really?
And calcium is a major found part of bone, right? Mm-hmm. You know, everybody knows that. You know, the whole correlation between milk and bones, right? So, you know, if you drink milk, you're going to have strong bones. Well, there's a lot more to it than that.
Oh, absolutely.
But when we are getting calcium, we're not getting enough of it.
Okay.
Right? So super important to understand that and look at what, you know, potential supplements, things like that, to get the right thing. So, but you know, we work with people, a lot of people who have osteoporosis or osteopenia, which is kind of the precursor to osteoporosis. It's kind of the red flag to say, hey, you know, start changing things up or you're going to be at the point where you have osteoporosis. But osteoporosis is a disease characterized by the loss of bone mass, right? And that leads to fragile bones that will break easily.
Okay.
So the risk factors are things like just gender, of course, female women more susceptible to it, hereditary, you know, genetics, right? If you have, you know, some of you can probably remember your granny, right, that was hunched over, probably a good indication that she had osteoporosis. And, you know, how long have they been detecting it? I know that my great-grandmother, you know, had an arched back, so probably had osteoporosis, but years ago they didn't test for that. Age. So obviously you're getting older. We lose 1% of our bone mass from the age of 30, 35, there's argument, but on in life.
Okay.
1% a year, every year. Women, postmenopausal women, 2 to 3% a year goes up, right? So we're constantly losing it as we age. the body frame also matters, the size. So like you and me, we're fine. People would call us fine boned, right? They look at our wrists and we have tiny wrists.
We have tiny wrists,
right?
Yes.
We're also, you know, of European descent, whatever. You have a higher, and Asian, right? They're fine boned, have a higher propensity to it. It could be medical conditions under medications, as we talked about before. Mm-hmm. So there are certain things, like as a medical condition example, like a hypothyroid. Mm-hmm. That is something that can affect bone. If you don't get that under control, it will affect your bone. So important to understand.
What about
that diet?
Oh, I've heard of like sodas.
Oh, yeah.
They take the calcium out of the bones.
Absolutely. There are things that that will do that. Soda will do that. So if you don't have enough vitamin D, smoking, very bad for bone. Absolutely, you should do that. Alcohol, unfortunately. I think, okay, if you in moderation, everything's not going to kill you if you're in moderation. But but it's something, you know, if you are drinking a heavier drinker, you know, it will infect your bones. And then, you know, other things like just physical activity, if you're more sedentary, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, not getting out moving.
Absolutely. And that also is important for children. Just, you know, we all know that children are getting less active, you know, depending on the household, depending on how they're raised, depending on whatever. Because, you know, I have nieces and nephews and some of them sit around and, you know, they're on their games, they're on their devices. And then I have others that are out there doing marathons and running with their, like, because their parents are very active and they want their children. There's a big difference in their lifestyles and they're actually children now that are being diagnosed with osteoporosis.
Yeah, you have a very young child as a patient as well.
We do, yeah. We've had members from the age of 12 to 96, right? And in fact, the nephew of the CEO of OsteoStrong, his nephew was, I think he was 16, about 16 when he was diagnosed with, he broke a bone and they're like, well, it wasn't that big of a deal like that you should have. They didn't think the impact was.
Okay.
They tested him. They found out he had osteoporosis. And he was one of those kids that, again, wasn't very active. So physical activity is super important. And you'll see a lot of things that come up in, you know, even this book I have here. It's a great book, Healthy Bones, Healthy You. She talks about, well, you know, if you get out there and you're physically active, that'll help with the building new bone. It's not going to hurt. But in order to build new bone, what has been scientifically proven is that you need to get a multiple of body weight on your bone that actually causes compression on the bone. So so as an example, for the hips, which is the one that, of course, I said scientifically, they're always looking at the hips. So the papers and all of the science is showing that you need 4.2 times your body weight of compression on the bones to start new bone growth. That's not going to happen by just running or walking, right? It has to be, and then for the upper body, it has to be 2.5 times your body weight. And so it is something that most people don't get unless you want to jump off a balance beam, right? Because gymnasts have the strongest bone ever because they're constantly causing that compression on their bone.
Okay.
Their bones are like steel.
Oh, wow.
Their challenge is their joints.
Oh, that's
right?
true.
There's a lot of stress on their joints. So anyway, those are the kinds of, you know, things that can impact what happens and how your bone is going. And then there are different ways to measure how your bone is, because some people are going, well, how do I know if I even have, you know, osteoporosis?
Right.
Or, and what we've seen is doctors, because of healthcare or whatever, they, insurance, there are only certain conditions under which they will order a scan to determine bone density. And the scans are called DEXAs. And so they are bone mineral density test. And we actually just had a member at our Gulf Breeze location. She came in because she was having a lot of pain. We deal a lot with pain. And she's, you know, had a lot of spine issues, et cetera, et cetera. And she's very, again, very fine boned, very tall, very lean. She was a swimmer. Big anti-gravitational exercise when she was developing, when, you know, so that could be part of it. Diet could be part of it. But she seemed to always eat well, et cetera. She had gone to her doctor and she's had multiple surgeries and said, you know, do you think I should have my bone density tested? And the doctor said, no, I really don't think you do because you don't have any of the indicators that I can get that approved for you. So she said to the doctor, will you get me the doctor's orders? I'll pay for it myself.
Okay.
The doctor said, sure. Yeah, I'll do that. Mm-hmm. She went and got it done. Now, we know that the Woodlands, people mm-hmm. know the Woodlands around here, they will do a DEXA scan for like $50.
Really?
Yes. It's fantastic.
That's very reasonable.
It's very reasonable. So she said, I'm going to go up there. I'm going to get a DEXA done. She came back, and she does have osteoporosis.
Oh, wow.
Even though the doctor, because mm-hmm. of all the requirements, couldn't mm-hmm. get send her for one, you know, until there was mm-hmm. She broke something.
Yeah, you want to wait till something bad happens.
Exactly. Then, but so now, and thankfully, she was already coming to us. She has been since for the last 6 months and seeing really good improvement just in her overall feeling and pain and everything else. But now she's like, okay, I need to get that. I need to get a calcium supplement. I need to do all these other things that, you know, because that you should be doing
right
when you have osteoporosis that mm-hmm. she didn't really know she had it yet, but she thought she did. And so that's really important. There are also, there's something called a trabecular bone score. Mm-hmm. And it tells you more about the quality of the bone, like where's new growth happening, things like that. Mm-hmm. Whereas the DEXA just tells you about kind of the density of it.
Okay.
So that's really important because you want to see, you know, your bone can say it's dense, especially if you're on some of the osteoporosis related pharmaceuticals, mm-hmm. because what they do is they stop that osteoclast shedding mm-hmm. of the bone. And so it's leaving older cells. And it looks like you do have denser bone, but is it quality, right? If you have older cells, is it quality? Uh-huh. That's what you have to ask yourself. And you have to have that discussion with your doctor. But the trabecular bone score will tell you more about what is your quality of bone. And so the only place that I've been able to find it within driving distance, reasonable drive, is in Mobile.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. I haven't heard of it anywhere here. If anyone knows, please call us.
Yeah. Text in 437-1620. You're welcome to join in the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm here with Shauna Osborne. She's the owner of OsteoStrong. We're talking about osteoporosis, building back bone, how to prevent bone loss, and ways to find out if you have osteoporosis with the DEXA scan. You can go over to centers.osteostrong.me for more information. Follow them on Facebook. They have two locations, one's in Gulf Breeze and Cordova. The Gulf Breeze phone number is 480-7333 and the Cordova one is 480-7119. Again, if you'd like to join in the conversation, please do 437-1620.
Great.
So you have lots of different modalities. I went over there and I want to try them all. They mm-hmm. look amazing. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about what you offer at OsteoStrong.
So what we offer, and I guess our primary thing that we do for people is we have something that is an osteogenic loading. So that allows people to put pressure on the bone.
Like you just talked about.
Right. Exactly. So that's our main thing. With that, we use a whole body vibration, mm-hmm. which some people may be aware of, but they're used a lot by physical therapists, sports teams, and it vibrates and gets your central nervous system, your muscles kind of firing together before we put you on the machine, the osteogenic loading machines, and then after again. Those are also really good for balance, mm-hmm. right? Very good. We see people improving their balance very quickly with those machines.
Oh, good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. because we set them at a 30 hertz per second, which mimics a fall response between the brain and the muscles. Mm-hmm. It's saying, you're falling. And the muscles say, no, I'm not.
So it's training your body.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's very quick. You don't even know what's happening. But, you know, this is all happening under the covers of what's going on with your central nervous system and your muscles. So that's really, really a great thing for balance. And we have a lot of people that come in and they need to focus. We test them. And that it's like, okay, your balance is way below where you should mm-hmm. be for your age and your gender. And then we put them on a protocol that focuses on balance as well. And then we have a couple of other modalities that are very much around cellular energy and energy for revitalizing our bodies, right? Mm-hmm. Last week we had, or 2 weeks ago, we had Jim Girard, who is the inventor of a device called the Biocharger, on, and he was talking through all the physics of what it meant, and there's a lot of science there. But basically what it is it transmits energy and stimulates and invigorates the entire body to optimize and improve potential health, wellness, athletic performance. It works at a cellular level. All of our cells have a certain vibration. It targets certain cells and it gets you energized. And, you know, I think everybody knows that, you know, taking biology classes, your cells have this energy, and it gets depleted over time. Depleted over time as you age, but also depleted over time during the day. Right. You're wearing it out. And so what this device does is it helps re-energize you, but it also has specific settings and or programs to help with specific problems. Like we have some guys that have Parkinson's, they come in and use it, and they've really felt, you know, their tremors have lessened. Things
really?
Like that.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's one on there called Fat Buster. We have a woman who has changed nothing and lost 15 pounds. Right. So there are different ones that and inflammation is a real popular one as well. Mm-hmm. There's one in 5-hour energy. People go out bouncing and they, you know, for the rest of the day. So cellular energy may sound a little bit out there, but actually it is very much becoming mainstream within wellness.
OK.
And then we have something called a PEMF mat, or pulse electromagnetic field. And basically what it is has so many benefits, improves the microcirculation in the body. And it is a mat that delivers a certain therapy, and it's a waveform. And it to target the small blood vessels, promoting improved blood flow, et cetera, and oxygen and nutrients and supplying the tissues, et cetera. And they're also amazing for pain relief. They're actually prescribed for pain relief in Canada. So, and I know we have a few minutes left, so I'll
That's
go through.
Okay, yeah.
We also have Normatec compression therapy. Mm-hmm. Which many runners would know and be familiar with, but basically what it does is just a compression. We have it for the legs and the hips, and it gets your lymphatic fluids going. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have swollen legs and you have that problem, a lot of people have swollen ankles and whatnot, this device is fantastic for that.
Great.
We have hydromassage, which is basically a water massage technology, which is very popular, and just helps with tension, stiffness, et cetera. And then we have Juve red light therapy and full body red light. And looking at other vendors that provide that, there aren't too many that provide full light, red light therapy. But we are very cost effective. I will tell you that.
Yes.
Yeah. Very cost effective in our center. So would love to have the opportunity to have people come in. We do offer a free session.
Okay.
You just call and we'll make an appointment and get you in.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I love listening to you. You're always educational about bone health, and that's really awesome that you can reverse osteoporosis. You can do it over at OsteoStrong, centers.osteostrong.me for more information, or give them a call, 480-7119 for Cadova, 480-7333 for Gulf Breeze, I believe. Yes. Okay. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I hope you have a beautiful, wonderful Monday.